Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Veto Day is a traditional part of the South Dakota State Legislature. This year, Veto Day looks drastically different, both in procedure and content. SDPB's Lee Sturbinger joins us now from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio and SDPB's Rapid City studio with an update. Hey, Lee, welcome.
Hi, Lori. Thanks for having me.
All right. This is a whole lot of different today. Tell us what's going on.
Well, going from 10 weeks in peer to sitting at my desk and watching some live streams is definitely a little bit different. But right now, you know, lawmakers are meeting electronically. Legislative leaders are in attendance at the Capitol, but the rest of membership was asked to stay home in order to follow those CDC guidelines for social distancing. And so right now, what just basically happened, they've been gaveled in for about an hour. The first order of business after the virtual prayer and Pledge of Allegiance, Majority Leader Chris Langer in the Senate made a motion to suspend the rules and to allow the Senate to vote electronically.
Obviously, you know, this is a very dire time in our state, a pandemic that we have not experienced in our lifetimes. And so that is the reason for the suspension of the rules, to keep all of us safe, to respect the Constitution, what it stands for, but that we at this time feel like this is the best response to what we have in front of us today.
So the Senate voted to suspend the rules to allow for remote voting. And in the House, they also did the same thing. There was some dissent by members of the more conservative caucus of the Republican Party, some of who are actually in attendance at the Capitol, and they're sitting on the House floor. They're not in the meeting rooms of 414 and 413, where both of the legislative leaders are kind of in attendance. So some members are sitting on their respective chamber floors and voting in that way.
So even though they were asked to stay home?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Governor Kristi Noem last week kind of outlined what it would look like. They were asking legislators to stay home, but if they wanted to show up, they could certainly come to the Capitol, and there was going to be a whole screening process. So they were kind of, their temperature was taken and some of those sorts of things. And I'm assuming they were asked if they left the state and all that. So precautions were taken at the Capitol before they came in. And one of the questions that they had was kind of the constitutionality of voting remotely. Mm-hmm. And what I've sort of found kind of interesting this morning was legislators are voting remotely to suspend the rules to vote remotely. It has kind of a circular logic to it. Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Right. What are they voting on today?
So what they're voting on is a legislative package of 12 bills that were introduced by Governor Kristi Noem. And some of those bills allow the governor and the Secretary of Health to restrict public gatherings and deploy emergency management to declare disaster areas. Another couple bills waive minimum instructional requirements for schools, minimum hour instructional requirements, and state tests for the school year. Other bills move elections to the date of the primary election, which is June 2nd. Another is a revision to Senate Bill 38, which is the general appropriations bill for fiscal year 2020, our current fiscal year. Mm. It gives some room for more federal funds to kind of come in and to allow the state to respond within this fiscal year. That's kind of what they're voting on today. Oh, and it is also technically veto day. So there are four bills that they will be considering today. Some of them, I think the major one is a veto on the habitat stamp. And then there are some others that we're kind of looking at some sort of inconsistencies within state statute. And they had these two large bills that kind of address some of those. But the governor was kind of worried that they technically addressed more than one topic, which is what bills are supposed to do. And then she said that the departments who use these state statutes weren't necessarily consulted on these bills. So she kind of vetoed those, and we'll see what the legislature does with those.
This is a lot to go through, and some of it is, you know, dire circumstances. So you'd think some of it would maybe pass quickly, and others, what do you anticipate for how long they're going to be in session today?
I honestly have no idea. Yeah. I know that during the session, there was a lot of They implemented a new LRC system where you could look at bills electronically. Sure. And instead of printing out amendments to a bill and handing them to legislators during committee meetings, they were uploaded online. You could pull them up right away. There were some kind of hiccups with lawmakers getting used to that new system. Old habits die hard, if you will. But so I guess it kind of remains to be seen. In listening in, there were some legislators who would vote, and then they didn't know if their vote would count, so they'd unmute their mic and double check to make sure. So you know, it's definitely something that's very, very different than what we've seen before.
Which is all reflected in our personal lives too. So we'll have a little grace going forward as they figure that out. Lee Sturbinger, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Happy to join. Thanks, Lori.